Hello, guys, and welcome to My Little Globe. The time has come for us Austrians to face the fact that we have to have a second lockdown, which we just started, as many, many other countries in Europe. We will have a super, super cozy November where we will stay at home, because in most of Europe, November is really an ugly month. And that way, at least we don't have to leave our home so often, and we will spend a lot of time, at least me, I will spend a lot of time in bed, probably, and doing a lot of tasks from there. So I hope you're all doing fine. I hope you're all healthy and you stay motivated and stay positive with this whole situation. And in order to make it easier for every one of us, I thought it is really time for another fun episode, because last week's episode was a bit more of a serious one, and the one before too. So today will be more of a story time episode again, where I will share curious facts and stories about myself. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is a curiosity I think I share with a lot of other musical theater actresses or dancers, actually, because in our job on stage, we always wear hot pants under dresses or skirts. The reason for that is, of course, that when we dance or we move on stage, we don't want the audience to see our underwear. However, I totally adapted that to my private personal life. I never go out in a dress without wearing hot pants. It's not that my dresses are always super, super short and that I have to be worried about people seeing my underwear, but I have this, I always have that vision in my head that one day I will fall over, and this would be an embarrassment if I didn't wear my hot pants. However, at some point, my mom was like, "Romina, this is ridiculous. You can't always wear hot pants under your dresses. Nobody does that." So a few years back, we went to have a surprise dinner for my sister and me. It was our birthdays, and we went to celebrate that. But my sister and me didn't know where. So anyhow, because I had that conversation with my mom, I was like, okay, she's right. Romina, just be normal for once in your life and just go without those hot pants. So, however, I wore a dress that day and we went to that restaurant. Now, this restaurant was on one of the highest towers that we have in Vienna. And of course, that day it was windy. Now, you can imagine, I was super annoyed by that situation. I was like, "Mom, at least today you could have told me to wear those, because it was just because of you that I didn't put them on. And then it was so windy that I had to, hold down my dress." So that day I swore to myself, I will never, ever again wear dresses without hot pants beneath. The next story happened many years back, actually. I went to the theater with my mom and my sister, and the guy who checked our tickets was super handsome. I mean, amazingly handsome. He had those wonderful blue eyes and dark hair and a bit of a darker skin tone, and he looked very exotic, and I really, I loved his look. So my mom was like, "Why don't you walk up to him and talk to him?" But I didn't dare to. I was too embarrassed to do so. So for the whole evening, in the break of the theater and at the end of the show, I thought about how to walk up to this guy, but I just didn't dare to. However, on the whole way home, I was super annoyed about the fact that I couldn't overcome this, that I didn't talk to that guy, because what did I have to lose? There was nothing to be lost. However, the next day, I was still annoyed. I was still so annoyed that I wanted to figure out a way how to get in touch with that guy. Now, of course, I didn't have a name. I didn't know anything but that he worked there. So, in my desperation, I wrote an email to the theater telling them that I wanted to tell that guy who checked the tickets yesterday, who wore a blue shirt, that he looked amazingly great and, yeah, that I liked his look. No. Of course, this is so much more embarrassing than walking up to someone, because that way, all the people working there will probably have known about this story because it's just weird. But I couldn't forgive myself for not having talked to that guy. And surprisingly enough, I really got an answer from him. And we exchanged numbers, and he cooked for me, and we had a movie night, and nothing happened at all, but it was great fun. And in the end, I was super happy that I did it. but the story itself is very weird, and I sometimes feel like there's nobody else who would do such things. But anyhow, I'm sure the whole team working at the theater was amused about that email. When I was still living in Tenerife, I always wanted to try flyboarding. Now, for anyone who doesn't know what flyboarding is, it belongs to the same category as banana boat and jet ski, so all those water activities. And you basically stand on a board where water comes out with enormous pressure, which shoots you into the air. I don't actually know how to describe this. Anyhow, this activity is, of course, very expensive because it is a touristic thing that they sell. And the thing was that I always hesitated to invest that money because I wasn't sure if I was able to get up in the air or if I would be drowning for the entire time and pay for nothing in the end. So I was still thinking about whether to pay for this or not when I got to my last week on the island. And that week I was off, so I had a lot of time to go to the beach, which I did. So I went to the beach with a few friends of mine and I went swimming. So I told my friends, look, I love being in the water and I always swim quite far, so I will be gone for some time. So don't be surprised if I'm not back within the next half an hour. However, I got into that water and I swam around, and at some point, a boat comes up to me. And it was one of those little boats that bring people, tourists, to the banana boat stations and stuff like that. I could tell from the life vests everyone was wearing. So the boat stopped next to me and the driver asked me whether I wanted to join them. And I said, well, where are you going? And he went, oh, we're gonna go do flyboarding. And I looked at him, I was like, really, are you? And you would take me with you? And he's like, yeah. So I got onto that boat and we drove to that flyboarding station. I didn't realize that this flyboarding station was super far away, so we had a really long drive and I was like, oh gosh, I left my friends at the beach and they don't have a clue where I am. However, in the end, I got to do flyboarding for free because, of course, I didn't have any money with me or anything, but they just invited me to join them. And this is what I did, and it was great fun. So if anyone of you ever gets the chance to do that, go ahead and do so. It's really fun and it is manageable. So you can totally invest that money. However, when I got back, of course, my friends were a bit angry with me, obviously, because I was gone for so long. And of course, they were super worried and they told me that they were about to call the police. But I'm still happy that I did that. I mean, it was, of course, totally crazy. I got onto a boat with complete strangers and they took me somewhere super far away. But anyhow, I think those are the little teeny tiny adventures that are sometimes risky, but those are risks that you really should take because they make great moments in your lives. And this was one very fun moment in my life. Time ago, I watched a show of someone who I had known for quite some time already, but we didn't know each other very well. However, after his show, we started talking, and we discovered that we were quite interested in each other, and so we started texting. Now, we texted about many, many different things, and at some point, the topic breakfast came up, because he told me that he loved having breakfast in bed, and sometimes he would get up and make himself breakfast just to get back into bed with a breakfast. And I really loved that idea because I am in love with having breakfast. For me, breakfast is like everything. It's super important and I really love it. So he was like, okay, so when we meet, whenever that might be, let's have breakfast together in bed. And I was like, yeah, let's do that. And in the same moment, I realized that this either meant we would meet super early and then get into bed and eat our breakfast, or it would mean that I would have to sleep at his place, right? However, we kept texting for a while, and then at some point, we figured that we would meet someday in the evening. And he said, you know what? Why shouldn't we have breakfast in the evening? And of course, that idea sounded super strange at first, because I don't know, for other countries, there might not be such a big difference between having breakfast and having other meals. But in Austria, there are certain things that you have only for breakfast and not for lunch or dinner, usually. So having the food you normally have in the morning, in the evening, sounded kind of weird. But at the same time, I liked the idea because it was just unusual. It was something different. And so he told me to take my pajamas with me because we would obviously have our breakfast in bed in the evening. So I went there in the evening, and I think it was almost midnight when we finally got to having breakfast. And it was just fantastic, and I really enjoyed it. And so this is just, I don't know, to emphasize that sometimes maybe we should think outside of the box, and that some things don't have to be done the way that they are usually done, you know, and they can be much more fun if you just do them maybe differently every now and then. And this is, of course, something I will never forget because it was just so different and it was unique. And yeah. So I really had fun. The next story is another holiday story. Now, I went to an all-inclusive hotel that had one main buffet restaurant and then various à la carte restaurants that you had to book in advance, but you could only book them in the morning of that same day. So you had to stand in line, and those lines were really, really long. So you had to get up in the morning and stand in line in order to get a place in one of those restaurants. However, because I loved the food so much in that hotel, I decided that I should start playing beach volleyball. Now, I really suck. I mean, I really, really am not good at any ball games and not at all at beach volleyball. However, one day I was in a team with a Canadian guy. And we immediately got along very well with each other, and we had a lot of fun, and we joked around a lot, and we talked about the fact how annoying it was that we had to stand in line so long for booking one of those restaurants, and that we both hadn't done it so far because we were just not willing to waste so much time. When that same night I went to the buffet restaurant, I filled my plate and I looked around for a free table, and then I saw him sitting alone at that one table, and I asked him if I could join him. So we had dinner together, which was very nice. And the next day I went to stand in line for one of those restaurants because I still wanted to try them. And when I arrived to that reservation desk, they asked me if I wanted to have a table for two people. And I thought for a second, and then I said, yes, please. Because I thought, you know, that guy I got to know yesterday, maybe he wants to join me because that way he doesn't have to stand in line in order to get into one of those restaurants. So without asking him and without actually knowing that guy, I booked a table for the two of us in one of the a la carte restaurants. So later that day, I went up to him and I said, look, I booked a table for two, so if you want to join me, I would be happy to have you there. And this is what he did. He joined me for dinner. And from that day on, we were dinner buddies in that hotel. And it was really fantastic because, I don't know, we just really got along. And then one day he went to stand in line and we went to a different restaurant. And we went on like this until he had to go home. So we just had dinner every day. It became kind of normal for us. And we both felt very comfortable, and we really enjoyed ourselves. Now, the day he went home, we, of course, said goodbye. And then I went back into the hotel and I sat down with my book and I read for a few hours until at a certain point, a girl comes up to me and she's like, where's your boyfriend? And I looked at her in confusion. I was like, who? And she said, well, that guy, your boyfriend. And I had to laugh because apparently people must have thought we were a couple, even though we didn't have anything going on between each other. We just had dinner and we really got along. And I think this just showed how sometimes it can click with a person who you don't know very well, but you just meet and you really get along, and everyone else gets the impression that you have been friends for a very, very long time. So we kept in touch. We're still in touch until today. Sometimes more, sometimes less. For a long time, we kept sending each other emails, which is not that usual nowadays anymore. And it is something I really enjoyed. And once he sent me a wonderful book that he felt like I would enjoy reading, and I really did. So until today, I am incredibly happy that that day I made the decision of booking a table for me and someone I didn't even really know, because it led me to having a great person in my life who otherwise I wouldn't even have met. By the way, he's probably listening, so a big shout out, a huge hug, and many, many kisses to this wonderful, wonderful person far, far away over the ocean. So apart from proof for me being crazy, I want you to take away from this episode that sometimes it's good to be weird, to do crazy stuff. Just go ahead and do whatever you feel like doing. And if you didn't do something you really wanted to do and it annoys you that you didn't, then try. Try and change it and try and go back and still do it if you have the chance. Because many chances in life you only get once. And I think this year, 2020, has been proof enough for us to show us that certain things are either done now or never again. So go ahead, be crazy, be weird, don't be afraid of embarrassment. there are worse things that can happen to us than to be embarrassed in front of other people. And in most cases, you really do have a lot more to win than you have to lose. So have a great week ahead, every one of you. For those of you who are in a lockdown, as I am, try and enjoy this cozy November at home. And for everyone else, enjoy your freedom. It is very, very precious. Please, please subscribe to this podcast. Maybe listen to one or two episodes that you haven't listened to yet. And follow me on Instagram. It's mylittleglobe_podcast. Have a great day. Thank you.